Good morning. Let's start with this gospel here. Someone wants to test our Lord and asks him, "What do I need to do to inherit eternal life?" And you know, people were constantly trying to trip up our Lord because they knew that when they would ask him a question like this, no matter what he would say, they could say, "Well, what about this?" or "What about that?" And so our Lord kind of throws the question right back at him and says, "Well, what does the scripture say?" And he says, well, you know, he names off some of the commandments. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart, your whole strength, your whole soul, your mind. And to love your neighbor as yourself. Summarizes the commandments. And our Lord, surprisingly, says, "You've answered correctly. Do this and you will live." So our Lord says, "You already know the answer." As if to say, why did you ask me in the first place? You've answered correctly. But then it says, the lawyer, wishing to justify himself, said to our Lord, "Well, who is my neighbor? You know, to whom do I have to show this type of love?" Because as he had said earlier, in summarizing the commandments, love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, strength, mind, and your neighbor as yourself. So, who is included in that category of neighbor? And our Lord gives this parable. This parable that certainly would have angered the people listening to our Lord, because in this parable, this man who was attacked by robbers, who was left half dead, it says a priest happened to walk by and just passed on. And then a Levite, who was a lower-ranking priest, also passed by and just kind of went on, didn't attend to him. Finally, it was a Samaritan of all people, who when he came upon him, stopped, was moved with pity, treated him as neighbor. And then when our Lord asks him at the end, which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the man, he doesn't say the Samaritan. He says the one who treated him with compassion. And there's something going on here. Our Lord is pointing out that the two people who certainly would have been expected to have stopped by and helped this poor man, they didn't. The priest, the Levite, they just kept going. It was the Samaritan who actually stopped by. Now, you have to understand something about the Samaritans. The Samaritans were half-breeds. The Samaritans were looked upon with disgust because They were a race of people who had been Jewish. They had been part of the chosen people and had started marrying in to these other non-chosen people and had this race that was kind of Jewish but kind of not. And eventually over time they had adopted other customs different but similar to Judaism. And anyways, they were viewed by the purebred Jews as, you know, the scum of the earth, these half-breeds. And yet, in making this example, our Lord, now again, this is a parable, it didn't actually happen, but our Lord is saying it was the Samaritan, the last person you would think who would stop and help this person, after the priest, after the Levite just kind of moved on without helping him, it was the Samaritan of all people who stopped and treated this guy as neighbor. And I want to tie this into that epistle reading from St. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, because St. Paul is getting at this same point. He talks about the difference between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. And he's not trying to bash the letter of the law. He's not trying to bash those who would observe the letter of the law. The law is not a bad thing. The law is a good thing, and we should observe it. But the point that St. Paul is getting at, and the point that our Lord constantly gets at in the Gospels, is that it's not enough to just observe the letter of the law without allowing the spirit of the law to really touch us and transform us internally. This is why our Lord was constantly butting heads with the Pharisees and the scribes, because they, generally speaking, painting with broad strokes here, they weren't all bad, but generally, they were very particular about observing every single letter of the law, and yet were so hypocritical because they never allowed it to transform them interiorly. They never allowed it to cause them to be the compassionate type of people that they were called to be, the kind of person who would stop and help someone on the side of the road who had been robbed. And that's why our Lord is constantly butting heads with these people, saying, it's not that the law is bad. And our Lord himself said that he did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Our Lord is saying it's the letter of the law, following the letter of the law is not a bad thing. What's a bad thing is to follow the letter of the law and to never allow the spirit of the law to transform you, to be one of those duplicitous external people who does everything the law requires, but at the end of the day is still willing to just kind of pass right by someone in need, as we see in the gospel. So today, we have this opportunity to look at our own lives and to ask ourselves, am I the kind of person, and Catholicism, you know, we're kind of prone to having these kind of people, and it's a trap that all of us can very easily fall into, myself absolutely included. But it's an opportunity for us to ask ourselves, am I the kind of person who makes very sure that I follow the external requirements? I go to Mass every Sunday, I pray my rosary, I say my prayers, I boom, 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 boom. But then when someone's in help and needs my help, I'm not willing to help them. Am I that kind of person? Well, we all are sometimes, and it's called sin. But it's an opportunity for us to really ask ourselves, to really examine our own lives. Am I allowing the spirit of the law to transform me? Am I allowing those external observances, which are not bad in and of themselves, but am I allowing them to do the good that they're supposed to do, to have the effect on me that they're supposed to have on me, such that, in this one example, I will have compassion. I will treat everyone as neighbor. And of course, this doesn't mean that we, sometimes people, I'll just wrap up with this, sometimes people will use this passage and other passages like this to suggest that we're supposed to, tolerate sinful behavior. That, if we treat everyone like neighbor, then that means that, the couple who's living together before marriage or the people who want to do this or the people who want to do that, that we're supposed to just, excuse their sin and pretend that nothing's wrong with them. Well, no. True charity, if we're going to truly love our neighbor, sometimes love means telling them something they don't want to hear. Sometimes love, true love, means saying, you need to start doing this that you're not doing, like going to Mass on Sunday. Or you need to stop doing this bad thing that you are doing, like contracepting or living together or whatever. Those of you who are parents know in raising your children, it's because you love them that at times you have to tell them things you know that they don't want to hear, but you know, as their parent, that is good for them, right? And when we do that, when we love others, that means that we need to be willing to sometimes say things that we know people don't want to hear, and to say it with true love, not a holier-than-thou kind of sense, like, I'm a perfect Catholic and I'm going to tell you from my ivory tower to stop doing this and that and whatever. No, it needs to be in true love. It needs to be out of genuine concern for your salvation. I need to tell you, you need to stop doing this, or you need to start doing this. And the other side of that, of course, is that we need to be willing to be corrected. We need to be willing to be called out at times. When someone comes to us and corrects us, we need to be willing to thank them for it and say, thank you for showing me true love. Thank you for treating me as neighbor and actually loving me, because it's because you love me that you're willing to point these things out that I need to work on. And I know it's difficult for you to say that to me, and I know it's difficult for me to hear, but thank you, because that's true love, to say that there are these things that I need to work on. There are things that all of us need to work on. But it's out of love. It's because we love God with our whole being and because we love our neighbor as ourself that we want what's best for them. We want what God wants for them, which is to get to heaven one day. So today, again, let's examine our own lives and say, am I allowing the spirit of the law to affect me interiorly, such that I am willing to not just call others out, but to be willing to be called out myself out of true love for others, so that we can all be with our Lord in heaven one day.